Do you need a secure and functional website with a design that represents you? The internet is the new public square. So whether it be a business, a church, a blog, or anything else, people are going to look you up. What will they find? Get a free consultation with Sam from S. Von Gore with packages as low as $200. Design results at svongore.com. That's S-V-O-N-G-O-R.com. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Inner Circle Podcast. This is episode 29. I'm here with Colton Cannon, finally back. Say what's up, Colt.
What's up?
I thought you were going to be like, what's up, Colt? But anyways, we're here out of town. We're here at the cabins of Broken Bow. Well, I don't know. Is it technically a Broken Bow?
It's a Broken Bow, I guess. It's something like that, bro.
I think we're past it. That's why. I think we drove past it.
At the end of the day. We're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, we're literally in the middle of nowhere.
And when it gets dark out here, it gets dark.
Go ahead and tell everybody about the little fiasco you had earlier.
Bro, look. Apparently, Apple doesn't know where these cabins are, so it takes me down the darkest road I've ever seen in my life. I was, like, in the middle of a scary movie, and I couldn't turn around, so I had to back up the whole way out of the road.
You had to back up the whole way out?
Yeah, I had to use my backup camera all the way out. And it was probably the craziest thing. Good thing I'm a really good driver.
This man was calling me. He was like, I don't know how to get here.
Yeah, it's because it drove me like to a dead end.
It's because this man used Apple Maps instead of Google Maps. First off, Apple Maps, if y'all know this, they take forever to update their stuff. But Google Maps is always on point all the time because it's Google. They can't fold ever. It's because we all use Google. Everybody uses Google. But anyways, yeah. So we're here at the cabins. We all got our own rooms, basically. We got a hot tub. I mean, we pretty much got everything. We're going to be here for... fireplaces. Yeah. We're finna be here for a couple days.
We're finna be here a whole week.
Yeah, until Friday, yeah. It's going to be dope.
Couple days.
But go ahead and tell the people where you've been, Colton. Why you haven't been on the podcast. A lot of people have been asking me, that's why.
Yeah, you know, I just kind of had to take a step away, you know, gather myself spiritually, mentally, and just really, really dig deep into myself and kind of pray a lot and ask God, you know, what he wants for me, especially with the new year coming around. And I felt like it was a really good time to do it before the new year started instead of, because I knew, like, when the podcast was going to, you know, run back up in 2022, I wanted to be back. But I had a feeling that I needed to step away and just kind of regather myself. And really, I had a really good, it was a really, really good time to myself with just prayer, devotion, really big moments to just resurface my spiritual aspect on things, especially going forward with this podcast. Because I love the audience, I love every one of you, and I thank you for supporting us. You know, we work really hard to do these things, and get together and, you know, really push out a deeper meaning into God's word and just really push out on everybody's mental health, everybody's spiritual health and physical health. And just, you know, all the listeners that are listening, is just, it's a bigger, you know, there's more to just this podcast than you plugging in and listening, right? You know, it's all about the message that you get out of it. And I feel like I want it to be super powerful. Now, I don't want it to be you listen to one episode and just be like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think it's important to take breaks, especially when you feel like you need them, because obviously you can't always be 100% every single time. And that's one of the things I told Colton when he told me he wanted to take a break. And I was like, look, bro, honestly, I think if that's what you need, you should do it, because at the end of the day, I'd rather you take a break instead of and take your time to, you know, do what you need to do, you know, and focus on your relationship with the Lord or whatever it is you need to do, and come back at 100% instead of, you know, just staying here and keep doing the episodes and not giving it your 100% because, you know, your mind's elsewhere. And that could be in a lot of things. And I want to tell people right now that if you feel like you need to take a break in some areas, to do it, because it could be good for you, because you can come back stronger at the end of the day. and maybe it's your mind or your body or even the Lord telling you that, hey, I need you to step down, you know, for a season, for a couple weeks. Because sometimes it could be just for a couple weeks, because, I mean, Colton wasn't gone for that long. It was only a month, you know, but sometimes it could be longer too, because we have seasons in our life that we got to go through. And sometimes you might have to sit down for a little bit longer. But at the end of the day, when you take those breaks and when you take those seasons, you can come back stronger. And that's what I told Colton, that, you know, whenever you come back, you know, you're going to come back stronger and it's going to be dope. And we're going to push out a lot of more content this year and a lot of better content this year as well, because now that it's 2022, it's a new year. And you know that and it's a new beginnings, basically. And I want us to push out better things than we're pushing out in 2021. And I think this year is an opportunity for us to push the Inner Circle podcast to be something more than just a podcast, like how we've intended it to be, how we've had conversations about it. And, you know, we want to be able to, you know, start an organization, maybe even one day, and take the Inner Circle outside of just a podcast and just make it the Inner Circle. And I want to be able to be a stepping stone in our community. I want us to be able to help people in our community. I want us to be able to do things outside of just the podcast. And, you know, this is the first step, and hopefully we can use this platform to push this further than ourselves. But yeah, I'm glad to have Colton back. And I was telling him too, like, hey, I'm not gonna replace you. I had to make sure that he knew, because
I'm irreplaceable. All right, that's cool.
Nah. I had to make sure, I had to let him know, because, you know, I had to tell him, I mean, everybody's got to take a break, you know. And I told him, I mean, there may be a time where I might even step down and I need somebody to fill in my shoes for a second, because at the end of the day, you know, this is bigger than just me and Colton. At the end of the day, this is something that's going to be bigger than us. And, you know, I want other people to be a part of it. I want other people to, you know, help out and stuff like that. But yeah, so go ahead, tell the people something that's been on your mind since, you know, you've been gone and everything like that.
Well, yeah, just to be motivation, you know, I think that what really helped me motivate myself to actually, you know, step away was watching NFL, you know, not even NFL, just pro athletes step away from the game and be like, I need to take some time to myself and I need to, you know, work on myself. And I saw that and I was just like, these guys make millions. These guys are forfeiting checks.
Yeah, they're forfeiting money.
Like,
yeah,
they're forfeiting money because they have to step away from mental or, you know, just their personal reasons. And I just thought to myself, was like, dang, you know, if they're doing that and I'm just stepping away from something, I'm not even making money, because I didn't want to. But at the same time, it's like, okay, sometimes you have to sacrifice, you know, you have to sacrifice a moment, whether that's, you know, a week, a month, a year, you know, vice versa or whatever, you know. It's like, it's all on you, you know. And it's okay to be, like, hard on yourself, or even if you aren't hard on yourself, it really doesn't matter. I think that you set your own standards, and you shouldn't live by anybody else's standard. And if someone thinks that it's, you know, I had people tell me that I shouldn't have stepped away and stuff like that, but everybody has their own opinion. Everyone has their own like view on things, but no one's in your shoes.
Yeah,
no one knows what's going on in your daily life or in your health, spiritually, mentally, in your walk with God, because everyone has their own walk with God. And when people kind of tell me, I don't think you should do this, I don't think you should, yeah, you know, thank you for your, you know, like, thanks for your advice, but I'm gonna go ahead and keep doing my way, because
yeah,
at the end of the day, it worked out. I'm doing, you know, A1. I'm back, you know, I'm better, I'm getting, you know, I got a bunch of content I'm ready to get out, and it's just like, it's really, you know, it's really working out too in my favor and in God's favor. So
yeah, I think that's important too, because I think it's important to hold yourself accountable. And I think, because you know how you said it, like being hard on yourself, but I think more so than being hard on yourself, I think it's important to hold yourself accountable, because I think you should be the first person you answer to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think if you don't hold yourself accountable, who's going to hold you accountable at the end of the day? You know what I mean? Like, right, you have to be your accountability partner. Sometimes it's just you. You have to be your biggest cheerleader sometimes too, whenever somebody's telling you, oh, you shouldn't do that and everything like that. That's why one of the main points I wanted to tell Colton when he told me that is that I don't want to be like, oh no, you can't and all stuff. You know, a lot of people probably act like that, you know, And he's like, no, you can't do this because what about this and all that stuff? And one of the main points I want to tell him is like, look, bro, if you feel like you need to do this, then I think you should. Because at the end of the day, I told him, that's exactly what I said. I said, you know yourself better than anybody else. And if you think that you have to do it, and if you feel like the Lord is telling you to do it, then you should do it. Because the only thing that you would be doing if you stayed is you'd be doing a disservice to yourself, to me, and to our listeners too, because, you know, you're putting out content for everybody, and you know you're doing this podcast with me, but also too, I think you should do it for yourself, because at the end of the day, you have to be your biggest accountability partner, and also too, you would be doing a disservice to yourself. And that's why 2022, coming into it, I was coming in the mindset of, who am I trying to be this year? Do I want to be somebody who, you know, just kind of does my best, or like, you know, does part of it this time and does part of it another time? Or am I trying to be somebody who's going to give it all every single time I come and record, every single time I try to drop something, every single time I put out a video, every single time I put out a reel? Like, who am I going to be this year? And that's kind of what I was pushing out on the Instagram reels this a couple weeks ago, about like what kind of person I'm going to be. Like, that's why I said you have excuses, or you can have results in life, but you can't have both. So what are you going to have this year? Are you going to have results, or are you going to have excuses? And I think holding yourself accountable is the main thing, because at the end of the day, you answer to yourself.
Yeah.
First and foremost.
And while I was taking my, you know, my absence, I'd spent a lot of time in prayer. I prayed a lot, and I have this devotion book that Monica had bought me for Christmas, and it was really probably one of the best gifts I got all Christmas, so shout out. It's a devotional book for 2022, and it's every morning I wake up and I read. It has a page for every day of the year, so it's 365 pages. And basically, today's was really good because it actually tied into something that I was going to talk about, and the title of today's devotion was Does Prayer Actually Work? And it talks about Matthew 7:11, where it says, so if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him?
Yeah.
And then it goes into a paragraph where it's talking about how parents ask their kids what they want for Christmas, and then they do the best they can to get them that gift because that's the gift they want, right? Because
yeah.
They ask for it. Then it goes into that verse where it says, basically, you know, asking you shall receive, you know?
Yeah.
And when you pray, and you just, you know, sometimes you'll even just pray a little prayer like, God, you know, just give me guidance on this, or God, you know, what should I do here? God, is this job opportunity right for me? God, is this church opportunity being a leader? God, how should I serve this? How, you know? And I think that really it's not even about asking. It's about putting the time every day to give that faith, take that leap of faith and go, all right, God, I'm going to trust you that your judgment is better than mine.
Yeah.
And, you know, give your pride away. Like, don't let your pride get in your way, because I think pride is a big thing, especially when it gets down to people who are independent.
Yeah.
And I think in your walk with God, you can't let your pride get in your way, because sometimes your pride will stop you from God's plan.
Yeah, and I think another thing that verse is hitting on too is that, you know, when you ask your earthly parents for something and they give it to you, and like people on earth, you know, we're filled with sin, you know, and like obviously we're not all good, we're not all perfect and everything like that. But for our kids, we do above and beyond for our kids, you know. Like if my son asked me for something that he wanted or needed, I'm gonna do everything in my power to give him what he wants. But me, somebody who is sinful, you know what I'm saying, and someone who's not always good, you know what I mean? If I was to do that for him, how much more will somebody who's always good, who's always just, who has all the power, who has everything, would do for us? And I think sometimes we forget how good the Lord is for us. Well, yeah. To us, you know, like I think we forget how good the Lord is. Because think about it this way. Obviously, for those of y'all who have kids, it's probably easier to understand. But when your kid asks for something, you're going to do your best, you know what I'm saying, to give them what they want. But somebody who's holy all the time, you know what I'm saying, always good, they're going to give even more. And that's what the verse is really, really, really hitting on right there.
Yeah, I think that's really good because it's like, just think about it. God really sent his son to die for us.
Yeah.
And if that ain't a good gift, then I don't know what you could tell anybody, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, this dude sent his son to die for me, for you.
Yeah.
For everybody on this earth so that they can have a chance at eternal life. And when I read that verse, I just think about that. Like,
yeah.
If God would give us that, then he'll give us...
He can give us anything, yeah.
He can really give us anything.
Yeah.
Because his that sacrifice, you know, Jesus sacrificing himself and really him sacrificing his son to die for us was the ultimate sacrifice.
Yeah, that's the, that's the best gift. You know, eternal life.
He died on the cross for us. And when you think about it, people who live off of their own, I guess, faith in themselves and not God. Like, oh, I got it because I know I can do this, or I do this because, you know, I got there. I got here and did this. I got here and did this. Well, you know, who gave you those opportunities?
Yeah.
Who led you down that path and put you in these scenarios? Because sometimes I think about, like, the job I have is I'm really blessed to have the people I'm around, my family, friends. It's just like, dang, yeah, I put in the work to get to where I'm at. But the opportunity would have never arose himself if God didn't give that opportunity to me.
Yeah, that's true.
Because a lot of the times, God will give you opportunity and you don't take the opportunity.
Yeah.
Because you don't see it.
Yeah.
And that's where coming in, walking by faith and not by sight, comes in, is, you know, asking yourself, like, dang, is this God, you know?
Yeah.
And basically, that's where prayer comes in. And I think the big component of 2022, if you're listening, would be prayer. I think prayer is the ultimate weapon against anything that's not of God.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think this for this year, I think prayer is definitely something that we're going to need. And another one is just having that new mentality, like that new mindset of, who am I trying to be this year? Like, what kind of person am I going to be this year? Am I going to be somebody who does their best all the time, or am I going to be somebody who does their best some of the time? Because that's really what it comes down to, is either you're going to be somebody who does their best all the time, or you're going to be somebody who does their best when it's convenient for them. And obviously, you want to be the first one, because that's what gets things done in life. Whether it be something physical or even something that's not physical, because at the end of the day, you could either pray halfway too, or you could pray all the way as well. And I think having that new mindset instilled in us is going to be something that's going to push us to the next level. Something that's going to push us to the next blessing that we're trying to get. And I think it's important to have that new mindset.
Yeah. Like I said, you know, prayer is something that creates that midpoint in a situation. So when you look at just, you know, hypothetically, you know, family situations or personal situations, work related things, if you just spend a couple, even if it's just a couple seconds or a couple minutes, you know, just give, you know, every morning when I wake up, I just, you know, I thank God for, you know, waking me up, giving me all the opportunities that I've been shown, because at the end of the day, there's people who don't get an opportunity like I do. There's people who don't wake up every day. There's people who they don't have a house. They're homeless. They don't get to get up and get food. They don't have a car and stuff like that. And I'm blessed. And like, I just bought a brand new car, and I'm blessed to have an opportunity to do that, you know, and have something, you know, that I know that, you know, God was willing to let it happen, and I worked hard to get to that point. And so really it's a big opportunity to even grow your faith in prayer. So before Christmas, I got a letter from somebody who really I haven't heard from in a long time. My father actually wrote me, and he wrote me a letter. And it's so I got it on December 30th. And he wrote me, it was supposed to get here on Christmas, but it says Happy New Year on it because he rewrote it. But yeah, I haven't heard from my father since I was 12. He wrote me when I was 12. And, you know, that's a big part of my life is, you know, him kind of being absent in my life really took a big hit. But I think that if, you know, if that stuff doesn't happen, then I'm not here. You know, I'm not here talking to y'all, the audience. I'm not here with Ray. I don't know how it would have played out, and I don't think, you know, I would turn back and change anything. I'm really happy where I'm at. But enough with that. I just kind of wanted to read some of the stuff that he sent me, kind of getting my personal life. But, you know, I'm willing to share it with y'all. And first couple lines he starts off, "Hey, son, how's it going? Just thought I would write down a few lines to let you know how things have been going." And then he starts talking about just how stuff's been going with him. And he does write in here saying that he just saw the parole board, and he's waiting to hear back, and he's hopefully to get out soon. But what really hit me was there was a line in here where it says, "I'm sorry things turned out the way it did. I really hope you, your brother, and sister will find it deep in your heart to forgive me and let me start over when I get out." He says, the difference between me when I was out and me when I was in is I had to train my thoughts. I'm sorry. To train my thoughts as if I was not even present. So, you know, he's saying thank you, or he's saying he's sorry, and he wishes he could have been better. And I think, like, really, I could get down to, like, I could read this whole thing and stuff. But, I just kind of wanted to read a couple lines. But really, I think this episode really comes down to new beginnings. And I think that if my dad did get out, I'd forgive him, you know, because in the Bible it says, you know, forgive those as Jesus forgave you. And I think that, you know, even though it's a really big hit on us, on me and my brother and sister, to not have that figure in our life and to come so late into the progression of us already being adults and already being in our own lives and stuff, it's really difficult to say I can try to be a dad, or, you know, but I can just assure you that, I mean, people who are listening and you're kind of going through the same thing, you didn't have a dad growing up, or your dad wasn't present, or your dad, you know, just, you know, maybe you had split parents or something, you know, I just think if you have contact with him, I would say sit down. I wish I could talk to my dad. I wish I could sit down face to face and just ask him questions, pick his brain, you know, just talk to him, because at the end of the day, I don't think I'm not mad at what happened. I'm not mad at him. I'm not mad at anybody. I'm really blessed to be in the situation that I'm in. Do I wish that he was around? Yeah, probably. I wish there was some things that he could have taught me growing up, but I think that God really put some people in my life to fill that void. And a lot of those people I talk about on a daily basis on the Inner Circle podcast, as y'all hear his name, you know, Pastor James, my grandfather, my uncle, you know, those people really played a big part as a father figure in my life, as someone who taught me things that I didn't know. And, you know, I think even when you grow up with everything, you're growing up living in the past, talking about, oh, well, if I had this, I would have done this, or if I had this, I would have done this. Well, you know, that wasn't God's plan. And I feel like God put you in that path. God had you on that path because he knew you could handle it, and he knew that you would get through it, and it would make you, it would, you know, it'd shape you for the future things that God has for you. And that's the way I look at it, because at the end of the day, I have a calling from God. You have a calling from God. Raymond has a calling for God. And it's up to us to follow that calling. It's up to us to follow that path. And, you know, it's really up to you to make that decision to be just open to yourself also, because I feel like if you're not open to yourself, it's a really, you're really going to hit a downside on yourself. I mean, would you agree, Roman?
Yeah. So one thing that I like that you said about the, was about the new beginnings thing. So definitely I do feel like this is the season for new beginnings, not more so than just like any other new year that we've been through. I feel like this new year is kind of different in a different way that it definitely is new beginnings. And, you know, you talking about the letter from your dad, it's crazy because I met you around that time, about, you're probably about 13 when I met you. And, you know, I've seen Colton grow up through many phases of his life. And just to hear that, when he first told me he got a letter from his dad, I was like, yo, that's crazy, right? Because, you know, this is somebody that, you know, Colton sucks, he would talk about every once in a while in his life. And, you know, obviously I never met him. I don't think Colton's ever, I don't think you ever met him either, right?
No, I've never met him.
Yeah, you never met him either. But one thing that I would want to say too is that we all have a longing to know our fathers. And the reason why is because that's where we get our identity from. That's where we get our last name. And, you know, that's something very, very important to a kid. And to not have that, you know, obviously it is very detrimental. I mean, we talked about it before on the podcast about, you know, the statistics of fatherless children and everything like that. And I think it's amazing that, you know, Colton's father reached out to him. And I think it's amazing that maybe there could be a rebuild of a relationship there. And because one thing that I've learned about the Lord is that time won't ever get in the way when it comes to the Lord. Like, God obviously operates outside of time. But I've seen a lot of relationships, especially family relationships, be restored just like that in an instant. And when there's been, you know, things that going on for years, or, you know, they haven't talked in years or things like that. And the Lord just works in crazy ways that he just brings families together like that. And I think, you know, this might even be another testimony in the canon's life. And, you know, I hope to see it play out. But yeah, I mean, I think one thing to take away from this podcast today is one thing would be to know that it's new beginnings, it's a new season, and to change your mindset if you're not on the right path or if you're not in the right mindset for the new year, to know that this year it's going to be whatever you make it to be, and it's going to be whatever the Lord decides for you, but also what you pray for too, because the Lord is moved by our faith. You can see that in the Bible. And another thing is that it's very important to rebuild relationships. I think it too, it'd be important to rebuild relationships that maybe have been severed, or maybe the Lord's calling you to talk to that one person and everything like that. Because like Colton said, you know, he wishes that he did have that time to talk to his father and everything like that. And some of y'all are still in contact with somebody you haven't been able to talk to, you know. And I think it's important to take the opportunity, because a lot of people don't get the opportunity. And a lot of people don't get that time. You know, even people who had people die in their life, and, you know, they say, I wish I had the opportunity to speak to them one more time, or I wish I had the opportunity to say those things I wanted to say. You know, don't let no day, no, not even the hour is guaranteed to us in life. And life could just be snatched away from you or that person in an instant. And I think it's important to always say what you mean. Be honest in all your words. Be truthful. Be content with your words, and have a lot of integrity with what you say. But yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just to touch on that, I know people who have told me, like, yeah, the last thing I said to my brother before he died was, you know, I hate you or something like that. And like, I think about that, and I think deep on that. I haven't said anything mean to my brother or sister or anyone in my family for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, probably since I was a kid, because I learned that people have been, because you don't want to live life in regrets.
Yeah.
You don't want to live in that moment where, like, you say something and you don't talk to them for a couple of years and they pass away.
Yeah.
And then now all you can think about was the last thing you said to them.
Mm-hmm. And I think
that really touches me, because it's like a lot of people have opportunities to, you know, man up to your mistakes, or even, you know, even apologizing, even if it wasn't your fault or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
Whether it's a bad divorce or whether, you know, you don't want to forgive your mom or you don't want to forgive your dad for the divorce or you don't want to forgive your brother for, you know, hitting you or your sister, you know, stealing a toy from you or something like that, you know, something, yeah. Something so small.
Even the big things though, too, I think are like, because I've heard a lot of that, you know, forgiveness isn't for the other person, it's for yourself. And it's true. I think whenever you hold something against somebody, it holds you down in a way.
Yeah.
It's
mentally draining because you got to keep that in your head. Like, nah, I can't talk to him because I still have this against him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a chain around your mental capabilities and your spiritual life too, as
it's
well.
It's like poison. Yeah. It's like you're poisoning yourself.
You're basically holding that stuff in, you know, in captivity. And I think that letting that go, starting over in 2022, let it just be, let it be new, man. I think here's a good point. I think if you're listening, you should go get a daily devotional book. I think it's a good way to start the day. It's a good way to, you know, instead of waking up, grabbing your phone, getting on TikTok, waking up, getting on Instagram or whatever.
Open up that devotional. Yeah. Open up that Bible.
Yeah. I wake up and, you know, I'm working on it, but, you know, I'll get on TikTok, whatever, and then I'll read the devotion. What I'm really trying to do is wake up, grab my devotional, read it, pray, and then get my day started instead of grabbing, you know. I mean, it's not going to happen overnight, you know, but it's going to take time. And I think.
No, it does take time.
With this generation, I grew, you know, me and you, we grew up in the generation where cell phones, we got cell phones when we were in middle school and stuff.
Yep.
And high school, we're, you know,
sixth grade.
So, so I mean, it's harder for, especially this new generation coming up behind us. It's really hard for them to really put down the electronics. And I could say that I struggled with it, you know, because we grew up playing video games. We grew up on phones, texting all the time. And I think that, you know, trying to avoid something that can keep you away from your calling, like you being on your phone during church and you miss that altar call or you miss that opportunity that God presented you to go pray for somebody, or, you know, you miss worship because you were on your phone, or just little things like that. It's just the simple things, you know? So I think that I want to challenge all the listeners, and, you know, you can also reach out to us via email, reach us on our TikTok, on our Instagram. You can DM us, tag us in pictures, tag us in, really just, you know, wearing our merch. I know a lot of y'all have Inner Circle Podcast shirts. You bought them. And I think that, really we want to start by, I think 2022, we really want to start getting questions from the audience, getting topics from the audience.
Yeah, we want to
hear y'all's feedback. We want to know how did we impact y'all in 2021 is a big thing that I've been, you know, looking forward to. Is I want to, you know, I really want for y'all to interact with us, because at the end of the day, this isn't just about me and Raymond. This is about you too, and this is about reaching out to just more than y'all. It's, you know, imagine if all y'all told one person about the Inner Circle Podcast, and then, you know, so forth and so forth. And then God tells us something, you know, God puts something on my heart, and it really reaches out to that one person that really, you know, changed that person's life. Because, you know, people out there write books all the time, and people are like, man, your book saved my life, you know? Like, the people who write those biographies on how they got out of drug addictions or how they got out of sex trafficking, you know, there's a lot of books like that, you know? And I feel like, you know, this Inner Circle Podcast could be our book, and this could be basically how we reach out to those, because, I mean, we share testimony almost every episode. We share our little background. Y'all know our background. A lot of y'all know us personally, and a lot of y'all know of us, and I think that it's a good idea to reach out, you know, tell us what you've been feeling, tell us, you know, things that you liked we said, tell us even, you know, critique us, you know. I want to hear things that you don't like we do, because, you know, we like to hear feedback and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm really thankful for this opportunity to do the podcast and, you know, be back. I'm glad to be back. You know, it's going to be 2022 is going to be great. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Going off of what you said, we want to have more interaction with you guys, you know, and I just keep wanting to touch on this, but like, just what are you gonna make out of this year for yourself? I think we let too many years pass us by with things that we want to do or things that we desire to do and things that, you know, we dream of. And I think it's this year, especially for us, but, you know, for other people too, especially if it's God sent to, if it's a talent that God has given you or something that the Lord's been telling you to do, that don't let another year pass by. Don't even let another day pass by where you don't try to start taking those steps to do those things, because, you know, the Lord anointed you to do something. I think the Lord's calling you to do it. And I think that you don't let this opportunity pass you by, because at the end of the day, the Bible says that if we don't cry and praise him, he uses the rocks. So basically what I'm saying is if you don't do what God's calling you to do, he's going to get somebody else to do that, because, you know, the Lord's calling you to do it and it needs to be done. And he chose you to do it. But if you don't do it, you know, he's going to have to move on. And I'm just saying, don't let this opportunity pass you by. Don't let these things pass you by. And honestly, I just want to say that whatever you're praying for, whatever you're trying to start, if it's God sent, if it's God willed, I come in agreement with you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we both do. And we just want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank all the listeners who continue to come back weekly to listen to us, and people who support us and listening to us, buying our merch or whatever it is that y'all do. And like Colton said, DM us if you have anything that you want us to talk about. Tag us and things too. That'd be awesome. We just want to interact with y'all more. You know, we want to build a community with y'all. And we want to, you know, start obviously helping out in our community in Grand Prairie, Texas, and doing what we need to do to help people find the Lord, doing whatever people need us to do to, you know, just help out. And we want to be a vessel for the Lord to work through us. But you can find us on Instagram at @_innercirclepodcast. You could email us, sorry, at theinnercirclepd@gmail.com. We have a TikTok. Just type in the Inner Circle Podcast and it'll pop up and you can follow us there. We also have a YouTube channel. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's the Inner Circle Podcast as well. And that's pretty much it. You got anything else to say?
Nah, bro. That's it. First 2022.
Yes.
Let's get it over with, because it's been real.
And it's been fun. But it ain't been real fun. All right. We'll see y'all later.